Jermaine Alberti is a mental health first aid instructor. He says one of the first things he does in the session is ask his trainees to write down derogatory terms related to mental illnesses.
And you hear everything from psycho, crazy, nuts. And then I take that piece of paper we write it down on, I ball it up, and I throw it in the trash.
Alberti says trashing the stigma that comes with mental illnesses is a big part of the training program, which lasts 8 hours. The trainees also learn how to properly respond to such crises as other suicidal thoughts and panic attacks. In Colombia this week, Alberti and his co-instructors trained teachers, counselors, and administrators from K-12 schools throughout Missouri.
Our goal is that they take this information back to their schools, their communities, to their neighborhoods, and if they see a young person in distress, that they take these skills to help that young person out and connect them to the proper places where they can receive the help they need to get.
According to a Department of Mental Health spokesperson, today's event is the fourth in the series of 7 first aid trainings funded through Governor Jay Nixon's Mental Health Initiative. Previous events have trained faith leaders and higher ed administrators. Nixon proposed this initiative at the State of the State address earlier this year, just a month after the Sandy Hook Elementary shootings.
Teachers are on the front lines to see mental health problems start in their classrooms. Principals see those kids act out. And rather than having that cascade into a life of tragedy or danger for others, we think getting this training on the front end can make a real and lasting difference.
Missouri's mental health first aid training program started in 2008. According to Alberti, the program has trained about 9,000 people in the state. Hadam Helmi, KBIA News.